Khalid al-Mashadani, also known as Abu Shahid, was captured July 4th in the northern city of Mosul. U.S. Brigadier General Kevin Bergner told reporters in Baghdad that Mashadani is believed to be the most senior Iraqi national in the al-Qaeda in Iraq network and is a close associate of Abu Ayyub al-Masri, the Egyptian-born head of the group. General Bergner also said Mashadani served as an intermediary between top al-Qaeda leaders Abu Ayyub al-Masri, Osama bin Laden, and his deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri. Last year, Mashadani and Abu Ayyub al-Masri started a virtual organization on the internet called the Islamic State of Iraq as the new Iraqi pseudonym for al-Qaeda in Iraq.
In his words, the Islamic State of Iraq is a front organization that masks the foreign influence and leadership within al-Qaeda in Iraq in an attempt to put an Iraqi face on the leadership of al-Qaeda in Iraq.
The Islamic State in Iraq has identified its leader as Abu Omar al-Baghdadi, but the general says Mashadani told interrogators that al-Baghdadi does not exist, and an actor directed by al-Masri is used to portray him in audio tapes. The general says Mashadani's capture has confirmed that foreign al-Qaeda leaders, not Iraqis, make the operational decisions for the group inside Iraq.
The capture of Mashadani and his statements give us a more complete picture of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Although the rank and file are largely Iraqi, the senior leadership of al-Qaeda in Iraq, as we have previously stated, is mostly foreign.
General Bergner accused al-Qaeda in Iraq of driving the country's sectarian violence.
They are without question the main threat to the government of Iraq and to the stability of Iraq because of the role that they play in accelerating and fueling sectarian violence.
Iraqi and coalition forces have intensified their pursuit of al-Qaeda in Iraq recently in operations in several provinces around Baghdad. There has been significant success in the former al-Qaeda stronghold of Anbar province, where local tribal leaders have turned against the group. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.